Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Raiders! Oakland, L.A., Oakland, Vegas, Raider Nation, wherever, forever! You got your old Uncle Mosh and Raiders fan radio from Murph's Man Cave, taking a lighter journey into the dark side. Sit back, put your feet up, pop a top, and enjoy the ride! Here we go!
Look left, look right, but let's come. A leaping pass, touchdown!
We miss you, we love you, and we'll see you in the Hall of Fame.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing, just win, baby.
Way up the middle, intercepted Villapiano at the 50, time running down, Oakland football, and I think Oakland victory.
The Oakland Raiders have scored on the most dreamy, unbelievable, absolutely impossible dream of a play.
Well, I love this team. I think this team can win. I think this team can win.
What is up, Raider Nation? Your buddy Murph back once again for what we trust will be a fantastic episode of Raiders Fan Radio. That's right, episode number 187 of Raiders Fan Radio, live here from Murph's Fan Cave. I appreciate all of you joining us here in the Fan Cave for this episode of the show. And so many already are in the chat room tonight, and you can find our chat room and all of our live shows at youtube.com/Murph's Fan Cave. That's M-U-R-F-S. Fan Cave. And also hello to the Facebookers. Hello, Facebookers.
America, go to the Facebook.
Go to the Facebooks. And so
America, go to the YouTube right now.
And then go to the Facebooks. If you like the Facebooks, we are now live on Facebooks, not to our page, but to my profile, the Murph Murphy profile. Yes. I got a when we announced that last week, I told you if you want to follow it there, just shoot me a friend request. So I got a bunch of friend requests. Like I'm like, I only had enough room for a handful because I'm like at the 5,000 mark or whatever.
Is that the limit?
That's it. All you have is 5,000 with a personal profile. Yeah. I got some new. So I know there are people out there watching us on the Facebook. So thank you to those of you on the Facebooks. All right. Joining me in the Fan Cave tonight is the man who adorns the Western Annex of the Southern Annex of the Murph's Fan Cave desk. He is the one and only, the unmatched Swag Jeff.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thanks for bringing me back for another week.
Well, thank you for being here, Swag.
Well, yeah. Oh, my gosh. It feels so good to be here, even though the game was, I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Look. We got a lot to get to tonight, as we always do around here on Raiders Fan
Radio.
Thank you all for you know what? Before I go into my thing, shout out the chat, dude. Give us some good news, Jeff.
Yeah. We got Michelle Sweat, who was in Atlanta.
Yes.
She was in Atlanta with her son. Sorry that you had to go to see that game, but it was Devin's first game.
Awful.
But they got to hang out with Raider Nation because it was a Raider home game, really.
Yeah, it's what we hear. Yeah.
Yeah, it's what we hear, that it was about 70-30 Raider fans versus Falcons fans. We got the Nation in there, D the Sun, Running Bear, Edgar V, Pirate 1975, Tex Cooper, the Mangai are in here, Stacy Ruff, Running Bear, Jason Marshall, T Money, and who else? And Aaron the Q Dog Raider. We got everyone in here, man.
Awesome. We appreciate you so much. And you can join those folks every week, as I mentioned, on the YouTubes. You can also find us anywhere on any podcast service. We've actually got an announcement on that in terms of the audio version of our podcast coming up here for you in just a minute. But you can find that by just searching Murph's Fan Cave. That is M-U-R-F-S Fan Cave. And search that way. Oh my gosh! So speaking of T-Rod, there.
Yeah. One of our new besties, T-Rod, T-Money, $10 donation.
Speaking of money,
well, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man! Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
He gave you some props there for that was for pronouncing his name
correctly. Well, yeah, he's a first time on Murph Fan Cave on Raiders Fan Radio. So welcome to the family.
Welcome to
the RFR family. Yeah, man.
Absolutely, welcome him in their chat room, and so we appreciate you. Thank you for that donation. That $10 goes straight to the One Nation Foundation.
Yes,
which is our foundation we have here that we share with Raider Cody, and that money. Then this very soon, coming up the next week or so, is going to go straight to the XOXO Stabler Foundation. And I believe, Jeff, we're going to hit our target of $1,000 is what we're going to...
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to send to the Stabler Foundation. So
how cool is that?
So cool. And that's... we did a Trayvon Mullen raffle. We did the Bo Jackson picture.
Yes.
And then just our donations from, like, Super Chat. And so that's that got to $1,000. And so we're going to send that to Stabler.
Cheers to you, Raider Nation. Absolutely. That's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
That's unbelievable.
So we appreciate your all's generosity, man, and allows us and our foundation to do something good for others, and especially around this time of year, man. It feels good to give. So so appreciate that. All right.
And yesterday was Giving Tuesday. I saw that. That's like a thing.
I didn't know that.
I don't. Yeah, I just saw hashtag Giving Tuesday.
Every Tuesday is Giving Tuesday.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, we give
us.
Every Tuesday. I mean,
yeah, like that. This is where Mosh would be on us right now.
And now for something completely different.
All right, so welcome into all the new listeners. Welcome in to our good friends that are in the chat. And then welcome all of you that join us. We know we get new listeners each and every week. My name is Murph, a lifelong Raider fan, if you can't tell by the surroundings of my bonus room here. And this is my best friend, Swag Jeff. And we love to talk about the Raiders. We're going to talk a lot about the Raiders. We're also going to talk a lot about other things going on in relation to the Raiders, like these different foundations and things that we have.
Yes, and speaking of new listeners,
no way.
T-Money has given another $10 and says, thank you so much. We're going to double it up for the foundation. Thank you so much, man. You're the best. Freaking, that's so cool.
That is amazing. Thank you so very much for that. We appreciate that. And so the next foundation we're going to support after Stabler is the Biletnikoff Foundation. That's going to be the next one in line. We presented a check to them live at their annual dinner last year. We won't be able to attend because of all the COVID business this year. So we won't be able to attend this year's dinner. Or I believe it was actually... I don't even think they had one. And if they did, it was in November, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think it was November. Okay. Yeah, I think we looked that up, and we were thinking about going to it, but, you know, with everything going on right now.
It's all crazy. That's why we didn't go to Atlanta. I mean,
you didn't
do that.
Yep.
So we appreciate that. Appreciate all the new folks, and that's who we are. That's what we do. Yeah. We talk a lot about the Raiders.
And there's normally another guy.
There's normally...
Murph, Swag Jeff, and who's the third guy?
What did you say, Will?
Murph, Swag Jeff, and who's the third guy?
It's Uncle Mosh.
Uncle Mosh.
And Uncle Mosh is not here tonight.
He's got work.
Yeah. Real life got in the way tonight. And that's okay.
That's okay. He didn't want to talk about this game anyways, I promise.
No.
Because none of us, we're only here because we love you, Raider Nation. Because frankly, I'm not really fired up to talk about the team right now. I'm still a little, as the kids say, heated, Swaggo.
Are you a little heated?
I'm a little pissed, man, I know I'm not the only one that is experiencing that emotion. We're going to get plenty into the Atlanta game here in a minute, but look, I'm telling you, like, I've got a handful of things planned. We always have a lot to get to in terms of the Raiders. I've got a handful of topics, and we've got some things that are completely non-related to the Atlanta game should we need it. Because, yeah, man, like, maybe we could just look at this as a very cathartic session. We will all express all the crap that we got boiling up in us.
Yeah.
Because 52 of 53 guys on the field sucked last week, or 51 at least of them sucked. So maybe, you know, we'll experience this all together, and we'll work through it together, and hopefully we don't freaking crap the bed against literally a winless team. But
you know who doesn't crap the bed? Matthew Mangus with a $9.99 donation.
Damn. Yes.
Yeah.
Right on, brother.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you so much
and
for
Daniel
that.
And Daniel's in there, too, so, you know.
Both Mangus brothers, man.
You know, yeah.
We appreciate you. We appreciate
We have a favorite Mangus tonight because he gave us money to the foundation.
Yeah, and it's the potty mouth Mangus, too.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Matthew, and of course, his brother, Daniel. All right, so Swag kicks off every episode of our show of Raiders Fan Radio with something significant that ties our episode number back into Raider Nation. So tonight is number 187. Swaggo, what you got?
Well, before I jump into that, the camera's on me. Murph, you always like to give Mosh and I gifts.
Yeah, it's you fun to give.
Yeah, and it's fun.
And you're a giver, too.
Like I'm a giver, but I'm definitely, like, I love receiving the gifts, too.
Well, you
because
do.
Because I'm Swag Jeff.
Well, like, some of the stuff here that's behind me in a fan cave, like, some of this Raider memorabilia, some of this, like, classic Super Bowl stuff is from you.
Well, yeah.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I got another thing for you. I got Christmas came early. Christmas comes early in Merch Fan Cave, and we're giving it to you swag style.
All right. Sweet, man. I love it. Okay, so, what I get?
Yeah, so
is it bigger than a bread box?
No, well, I don't know. No.
Okay, all right.
But it's super cool.
Okay, all right.
And it was reminiscent of the time that we spent together in Las Vegas.
Oh,
you know, yeah. Okay. My first trip to Las Vegas, we got to hang out as Raider fans, as my best friend. I don't want to get all mushy and stuff, but it was one of the coolest trips that I've ever been on.
It was awesome.
It was so
dude.
Much fun.
That was an epic trip.
And you know, and so we didn't get to go to the stadium, but we got to go there the next day, and we got to see the stadium and just how beautiful it was and all that stuff. Well, I wanted to get you something so you would remember that forever.
Okay.
So I got you.
No, you didn't.
I got you a street sign of the address of Allegiant Stadium.
Oh, swag. Yeah.
There you go, buddy.
Bro.
There you go.
That is freaking cool as crap. Look at that, man. Thanks, swag.
Well, yeah.
Dang. That's dope, as the kids say. That's freaking cool, dude.
It's fire. It's money.
Oh, is that what it is?
So
fire?
Dope.
Okay.
It's right. So dope.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool. I got to figure out a good spot for it, because that's got to be in the main shot here. That's got to be in the, like, over here maybe or something. That's sweet. Thank you, Swag Jeff. That's freaking awesome.
Well, yeah.
How cool is that?
They don't call me Swag Jeff for nothing.
I know. You're the king of the
store. And I had to buy two of them.
Oh, you got one too?
Yeah, I got one back there in my bag. Well, yeah.
In true swag fashion. I got you but I got me one, too.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And T-Money has given another $5 donation.
Dang,
in the chat.
This guy's on fire.
I know. He said, episode 187, y'all are killing it.
Thank you, Teo. We appreciate that, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
That's so cool.
That is too cool.
If you want one of those, you can go to theraiderimage.com is where
there
they
you
sell
go.
Those.
Okay, all right.
You know, but if you want to donate to the One Nation Foundation, you can go to raidersfanradio.com/gear, and you can click any of our links and you can buy swag that way, and that donates to the foundation.
That's right.
So why not? Why would you not do that?
100% of that money goes straight to the foundation. All right, let's get back to the
Let's get back to 187.
So 187. So how is 187 significant to the Raiders, Jeff?
It's very significant.
Okay.
Very significant. We're going to take it back to 1975.
Ooh, nice.
1975. We're going to be highlighting a very special player.
Okay.
A player that if you needed a yard, he'd get you a yard. But if you needed 3 yards, he'd get you a yard. We're going to talk about Pete Banaszak. Yeah, man. In 1975, Pete Banaszak set a Raider record for the most rushing touchdowns in a season, which still holds strong today. He ran for 672 yards and 16 touchdowns. That's a Raider record. But in that season, he ran the ball 187 times.
Oh, nice, Swag Jeff.
Nice.
Well done, brother.
Well, yeah.
All right. Right on, man. Good stuff there. Always love a good Rooster Banaszak reference here on Raiders
Absolutely.
Fan Radio. All right, Swag, hit some contact information. Let's kick off this episode.
If I have it.
You got the button there, nerd?
All right, boys and girls, pay attention. You got your old Uncle Mosh here with an update. That's right. I got some stuff for you. Take out a piece of paper, a pencil, a pen. Heck, use your pocket knife and carve the info into your dashboard as you're driving down the highway. First off, you need to like us on our fan page on Facebook. That's right. Go to Facebook at Raiders Fan Radio Podcast. Don't forget about the Twitter. You know your old Uncle Mosh, he twits now. That's right. Go to @RaidersFanRadio. Fan Radio. Also, don't forget the Instagram, at Raiders Fan Radio. Or what about our website? That's right, RaidersFanRadio.com. Heck, if you wanted to, if you want to, you can even email us, show@RaidersFanRadio.com. Or call us on the Raiders Fan Radio hotline, 909-345-3346. That's 909-345-3346. Don't forget Merv's Fan Cave on the YouTube, where you can get all the show links, like the Fan Club Blitz with Splatterhead and Fitz. Find all our stuff on podcast providers like Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play. All right, did I hit the time limit?
Good. So during contact info, 818 Raider, 1999 donation to the One Nation Foundation.
Right on,
yes,
man.
Absolutely. Kick Thank you ass, so much. Guys.
Heck, dude, we're going to end up at like $1,200 we're going to give to
I know, right?
To Stabler
I love
here.
That.
That's amazing, man.
I love it.
We're changing the freaking, we're moving the marker, man. This is awesome. So yeah, all that money is going to go straight to Stabler. Thank you so very much, Stabler. And then, and then Biletnikoff right after that. Excuse me. All right, so
easy.
Easy. So here, look, I hung your sign up already. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, Silver and Black UK. I had to display. I love your flag. The Union Jack flag. We'll make it back up here eventually.
Oh, it'll be up there.
But as of right now, we had to go with the Al Davis weather.
God, that looks so good.
Cool, dude.
Right above the Al
right above
Davis,
the Al
book,
Davis
too.
Book right
That's
there.
Perfect.
It's perfect, dude.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Gosh.
Thank you very, very
well,
much.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so at the top of the show, we always like to give respect. We don't do props. We don't do shout-outs.
Nah.
Hey, we like to give respect. There's nothing wrong with those other things, but we do respect.
Yeah,
so first off, here's a little bit of a programming announcement for you.
Oh, nice.
We have officially signed a contract, Swag Jeff.
Oh, my gosh.
We are officially now from, I don't know when the exact effective date is. It might be at the first of the year, whatever, but coming very soon.
Yes.
We are going to be officially with Blue Wire
Yes, absolutely.
So that is the same network that you can find Raider Cody's show.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you familiar, of course, with Raider Cody.
Yes.
And a litany of other Raiders and sports-related podcasts. And so we are... we're going to join up with them. And for those of you that are audio listeners of the show, I mean, here we've had so many ads here lately because the current service that we're with mandates that we plug in all these stupid
ads. Yeah, we have to have 87 commercials.
Yeah. So we so what we're doing is that we're switching networks and we're joining up with the Blue Wire folks who have been amazing. And yes, we will still have a couple of ads, but there'll be live reads. It won't be anything disruptive like what we have now. And so we really appreciate their partnership and look forward to working with them. And yeah, man, it's like a it feels good to be part of a bigger team. You know what I mean? It's just kind of us on our own forever, from the time I started podcasting with my cousin Sonny back in 2012. And so now we are we're joining up with a corporate squad.
Oh my gosh,
so
it's so good.
It's pretty cool, man. It's good
so
stuff.
Cool. So not to interrupt the respect, but
please do.
We give respect to D the Sun. $20 donation
Stop
to the One Nation
it,
Foundation.
Man. Right on,
yeah.
Dude.
My gosh, thank you so much, guys. This
man,
is amazing.
That is freaking awesome. Thank
and
you, D the Sun.
Rev Raider is killing the chat.
Rev Raider's one of the
killing
funniest
the
guys.
He's amazing. But so he said episode 187, it's murder. Because the police code for murder is 187.
Yeah, it is.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because we got murdered Sunday.
Oh, like, what song is that? I always remember that line. With the 187 on the undercover cop. What is that? What song is that? Chat room, what song is that? I always remember that 187. Yeah, man, that's crazy, dude. Like, oh, man. Thank you, DT the Sun. Thank you. Much respect.
It's D the Sun.
Was it D the Sun? Oh,
you always say DT the Sun.
I always say DT the Sun.
Well, you should say DT Hassan.
DT he Sun?
Oh my God.
Okay, Snoop Dogg. There we go. Thank you.
Oh, Snoop.
There we go. Okay, so let's give out a little bit more respect. Respect to one of the greatest ever to put on the silver and black and run the football. And
yes.
I'm talking about. The legendary Bo Jackson, number 34 for the
yes.
Raiders. And here's that picture that we auctioned off. And again, all the money that we made from that is going to the One Nation Foundation. And so we want to give Bo respect because it's his birthday. So happy birthday, Bo.
Oh, nice.
Happy birthday, Bo. And so to celebrate Bo here just for a minute, I got a couple of audio clips for you. One is the most legendary. I don't know. I want to say it's the most. It is. It's on the short list of most legendary Los Angeles Raiders plays. And, you know, you could include things from Black Sunday when we beat, the Washington Redskins. There's a handful of them. But Bo Jackson running into the tunnel in the Seattle Superdome is definitely on that short list. And let's check in with that and hear it.
And Bo Jackson to the 20 and out in front. And only one man to beat and easily can't run him down. He had the angle, but there goes Bo. And nobody catches Bo. Touchdown.
Play from the 9-yard line, 3rd and 6. You'll see Dean Maraldi, the center, pull out of there. Steve Wright, the right tackle. But, I mean, it's over right there. Kenny easily has the angle. And it's like little kids chasing a grown man.
That's what it was, man.
He had a speed like I've never seen. Well, I mean, it was so cool.
And he's so explosive. Like his first 20 yards, like nobody had that kind of speed in that, or acceleration even, or like it was like he would get to top speed so fast and he was so powerful in that first 20 yards. Like I love all the highlights of him where he's just, I mean, wrecking guys at like the 3-yard line and like, you know, bowling his way in with other guys on his back. And like, he was such a powerful runner. And yeah, and just has that kind of speed with that kind of power, you just don't see it.
Amazing. It's amazing.
He might have been the greatest professional athlete we've ever seen. Of course, I wasn't old enough to watch, other than highlights, Jim Brown. Or there's like Jim Thorpe, or there's like, you know what I mean? Like, sure. There's other players that are in the conversation. Certainly Dion is probably in that conversation. There are a lot of players or athletes that are like that greatest athlete of all time. But Bo might have been like, I mean, you look at what he did on baseball field and football field, and it was insane. He was so much better than the people he was playing with. And that's, to me, that's what was such a standout. It's like, because he played in an era of great players. It wasn't like there wasn't, you know, it wasn't like Jerry Rice wasn't bumping around or something. Like, wasn't like there were great players in that era, but he was just that much better than everybody else on the field. Like, he made great players look stupid. Like, I mean, just unbelievable Bo was.
Absolutely.
One last audio clip for you. The Raiders reached out to Bo, and of course the Raiders fan radio microphones were there.
Well, of course they were.
Just kind of asking him about what he still to this day feels about the Raiders.
Without the Raiders, I know that the Raiders has allowed me to express what the man upstairs gave me. And the Raiders was a team that gave me a shot. So I am forever grateful. But it will always be home. It doesn't matter where the Raiders go. I know I always have a home there.
I love that, man. Always so a home cool. with the Raiders. And, you know, I appreciate the chat room as always, and a lot of love for Bo Jackson in there. Also, you know, like Daniel Mangus mentioned, you know, King Henry. You know what I mean? And talked about, like, what Derrick Henry's doing nowadays. And I agree. Like, he's an insane athlete. Like, watching what Derrick Henry's doing is insane.
Stupid good.
But he's like half as fast as Bo was. I'm like, and that's the crazy thing, is that Bo had that power, but he could outrun everybody on the field too.
Yeah.
Like, that's what was insane about him.
And Derrick Henry has speed, but he has to pick up the, like, it's a slow build to that. Once you get through the line and he busts somebody, no one can catch him going forward. But, you know, but Bo had the speed as soon as he got the ball.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what was so crazy. And that's where that acceleration and that power and that acceleration was just absolutely insane. All right, also, Willie Brown's birthday.
Today is Willie Brown's birthday as well. Old man Willie.
Old man Willie, who now there might be the greatest play in the entirety of the Raiders history.
Yeah.
Old man Willie to the house in 77.
Yeah.
That might be it. In fact, you know what? Let's do this. Let's celebrate and let's respect Willie too, because, you know, Jeff, I've got a list here and we can get into more of this later. But when you ask the Raiders themselves what the top 10 plays are in Oakland Raider history. So not Raider history. So again, this excludes Black Sunday and excludes anything that's going on now with in Vegas. But in Oakland Raider history, the absolute most significant moment, according to the Raiders, was Super Bowl XI, and of course, Willie Brown. So let's listen to just a couple little highlights here from Super Bowl 11. We all need to feel good because we feel like crap from the Atlanta game.
Yeah.
So let's feel good and listen to the greatest plays ever in the Raiders history. And that's in Oakland. Well, not in Oakland, wherever they were when they played. Where was that Super Bowl at? That, oh, it was a Rose Bowl. Duh.
Yeah.
Rose Bowl in Pasadena.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Here's the snap. Give the ball to Banaszak. He powers over. Touchdown, Raiders! Quick lineup now. And he looks and throws. Intercepted by the Oakland Raiders. Willie Brown at the 30, 40, 50. He's going all the way. Old man Willie. Touchdown, Raiders!
Tries the right side. He's in for the touchdown. Banaszak scores the touchdown and throws the ball into the seats.
Love it, man.
That's so cool.
We got
man.
Some Banaszak in there, man.
Well, yeah.
Banaszak and Willie, man. And Jack Tatum. Like, that was, I mean, yes, Stabler too, but like, you know, that, oh my gosh, man.
Yeah.
We long for those days. Come on, Raiders. Why do we got to go to 1977? January 9th, I think it is, 1977 was that Super Bowl. Heck, if we want to go to Black Sunday, it was January 22nd, 1984. Like, why the hell we got to go so dang far back, Raiders? Let's go.
Vamos, car.
Vamos, car.
Vamos, car. Let's effing vamos,
Let's
car.
Vamos, car. All right, Jeff, hit a break here. Let's talk about this stupid Atlanta game.
Oh, my gosh.
What's up, Raider Nation? It's your boy, Will Compton. You're listening to Raiders Fan Radio with my boys, Murph, Swaggy Jeff, and Uncle Mosh. Tune in because they f***ing put out a banger podcast.
Patrick Claybaum with NFL Network here. Hey, folks, I know three things you might like. Do you like football? Do you like the Las Vegas Raiders? Do you like listening to things? I'll add a fourth. Do you like swag? Well, here we got Swag Jeff, Murph, Uncle Mosh. This is Raiders Fan Radio.
All right. Let's talk about this stupid game.
Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating vehicles to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. This year celebrates 8 years and more than 750 vehicles donated. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 at keystoprogress.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's do this. Let's start off by hearing one of the great analysts of our time.
Yes.
I know we don't like him because he was a former Ravens head coach, and the Ravens and Tony Fatass Saragusa broke Rich Gannon's shoulder and cost us the Super Bowl.
I wasn't expecting you to say that. I'm sorry. That's really funny.
Just the truth. Broke his shoulder and cost us
the Super Bowl. Is he a fat of the week?
Dude, Tony Saragusa is every single week. You want to talk about players of hate? I hate Tony Saragusa. He's on my short list. He's up there with Elway to me.
Really?
Because of what it cost us.
Yeah.
That was a freaking stout. That was our first Super Bowl. That one is up. Well, see, you're going to get me all started here. I'm going to start slathering. That is up there with freaking the Tuck Rule. Tony Saragusa intentionally landing on Rich Gannon and busting his shoulder up took that game away from us. And that was our first shot at the Super Bowl because we'd have whacked the freaking Giants that year.
Oh, my gosh,
we'd have destroyed Kerry Collins and the stupid-ass New York Giants in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
It would not have even been close.
No.
It would have been an ugly-ass thing. John Gruden and that version of the West Coast offense would have completely picked apart. When you look at the quarterback... See, you got me started. When you look at the quarterback play in that freaking Super Bowl, Trent Dilfer and Kerry Collins both sucked. They were awful in that football game. Rich Gannon would have had a field day against that defense. That is one of the, that to me, that one fires me up, frankly, more than the Tuck Rule. Because the Tuck Rule, like, yeah, it sucked. I know, and I get it. And we kicked off the dynasty and yada, yada, yada. I understand the pain and all that stuff. but that was a fluke play that was out of our control. This was something that was done directly to us.
Yes.
That was somebody hurting our guy intentionally, and that cost us. That pisses me off more than a questionable play or a bad officiating or whatever. That was somebody wrecking our star.
Will you stifle yourself?
Okay, see? That's what happens, man. I get fired up about this stuff. I told you I was heated. Heat about this Atlanta thing. Then you brought up Tony Saragusa. All right.
You good? Hey, let's talk about good news really quick. Derek Carr is now a hashtag girl dad.
Hey, congratulations.
Derek Carr had his... I meant to talk about that in the respect section, but yeah, he's a girl dad now. They had their baby Monday.
Oh, congratulations, Derek.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah. Now perform on Sundays. I know you perform on Mondays where your wife pops a kid out.
I'm just going to say, hang on to that baby, tighter than you hang on to a football.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I said it. Come
That's
on.
Okay.
Bring it.
That's okay. Come on with it.
All right, here we go. Let's get to Brian Billick and hear what he had to say about the Raiders' loss.
Yeah, there's always one game that's just a head scratcher. You go, where did that come from? And this clearly is it. For the Raiders, the hard thing for me to grasp is they've created an identity that's very consistent. I mean, if you have an identity that you're a high-flying offense, yeah, you can come out and have a bad day and you're just not getting the big plays down the field. But this is a team that has stayed committed to the run and has run well, has not turned the ball over, and have not had a lot of foolish penalties. And they had the trifecta. They had all three of those, and it's like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm sure John Gruden doesn't know how to explain it, because the formula that they've created that we were so excited about last week in that loss to Kansas City was one that you can carry forward, and you can count on the consistency of those three things once you've established that identity. So now, this one, this is a tough one. And when you look at their schedule, that's the way, because like you say, they're on that outer cusp now. Where do we go from now? Well, they're at the Jets. What better team to come back and feel good and get healthy about? But then they're going to play that sneaky good Indianapolis team. Then they got to play the Chargers, and then a Miami team that is battling and currently in the playoffs, playing really, really good defense. And then at Denver, I don't know, maybe they'll play without a quarterback again. But this is not going to be an easy road for the Las Vegas Raiders. It should be if they can get back to the consistency of the things that they've shown so far, and it should be easy to do with the way they run the ball and not have penalties and don't turn the ball over. This is absolute one. I don't know how you explain it.
Yeah, the East Coast thing back and forth probably doesn't help next week. But again, as you said, it's the Jets. The idea that a Week 16 game between the Raiders and Dolphins would be for an AFC playoff spot is awesome. Yeah. That's why it's on NFL Network as part of our triple header the day after Christmas. Yes. Thank you, Brian Billick.
All right, there we go. So there's Brian Billick with his take on it. Here's what I'll say. Like, you know, you guys, if you listen to us enough around here, you know, like we know enough about football to be dangerous, and some of us have coached youth football, and Mosh is a lifelong coach and all that good stuff. But we don't try to pretend to be analysts. We don't try to, like, you know, give you some in-depth insight into, you know, film and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's not how we roll. So, and I think that, you know, you could spend five podcasts breaking down all the bad plays that happened in this game. I'll give you the most glaring one to me. Sequence of plays had nothing to do, frankly, with Derek Carr. And I know he's getting a lot of crap, and I just gave him some myself. And look, it's well-deserved, all of them. Deserve it. All 51 guys that sucked, including John Gruden. You know, they all deserve our criticism. But I'll tell you, but the most glaring example to me of the failure of this team in this game was Trayvon Mullen. I don't remember what the score was off the top of my head, but Trayvon Mullen has a pick six go through his hands.
Yes.
In the front corner of the end zone.
It was a 17-point game at that game.
17-point game. So that would have made it then a 10-point game. 10-point game. He frankly walks 101 yards into the end zone. Like, sure. No one is around him. Okay. Then the next, but that at least forces the field goal.
Yes.
But then our buddy from Nashville, Dallin Levitt, haven't heard his name called in the game all year long, roughs the kicker. They get another shot at it and score a touchdown. So you have a 14-point swing, and I believe it was just three plays. It might have been a couple more in between there.
Yeah.
After the roughing the kicker. But you guys get my point, though. It's like, in a very short sequence of events, We had a 14-point swing in the game. That's like
those are the plays you have to make.
You have to have that. I don't care if Atlanta's down or not. When you're playing on the road on the East Coast, you need to pick Matt Ryan off and take that crap to the house. Like, that's what great teams do. All these guys behind me autograph these pictures. We just talked about Willie Brown, Lester Hayes, Mike Haynes. You think about all the great Charles freaking Woodson, the king of it. What is he doing in that instance?
He takes it to the freaking house
and does a Heisman pose in the end zone, man. Yep. Like, that's what we need to have if we're going to be competitive at any kind of level. That's why the 2000 Raiders were so freaking great, because we could play freaking defense. Heck, if that's Nnamdi Asamoah, he's picking that sucker and gone. Like,
yep.
Come on, Trayvon Mullen. I like Trayvon Mullen a lot. This is not a criticism necessarily.
He's gotten a lot better throughout the season, too, but... Come on, man.
Yeah, like, this isn't like I'm not, you know, platforming against him in this note. It's just using that as an example of what happens when you don't come up with those kinds of plays. And there's a litany of those types of plays that we could then get into about this game. So, you know, Jeff, that's what it was to me, is that what I didn't understand was that how you can have a team that's played really consistent football, just like Brian Billick had said. Yes, we lost, you know, to the Patriots. Yes, we got kind of beat up by the Bills. We almost lost one against the Chargers, right? Like, but that's not what this was.
Right.
This was a complete dismantling by their defense. This was a complete breakdown. Every facet, every phase, running game, throwing a football, special teams, like, we melted down. To start off the game, it's 4th and 1, and we're running a toss sweep to Josh Jacobs. Okay, we got to get 1 yard, and we're already in our own side of the field, and we're going to toss it out there, and so he's got to run 15 yards to gain 1 yard? What the hell, man? I don't care if you saw a matchup that you're in love with as a coach. Like, run a sneak.
Yes.
Pound Alec Ingold. Like, do something.
Something.
Don't make your guy run 15 yards to get 1 yard. They used to do that almost cursed right there. They used to do that stuff with Marshawn Lynch, and it used to drive me nuts. I'm like, why are we swinging it out to him? Why are we tossing it out? The guy's one of the most powerful runners of modern football. Give him the ball and let him freaking slug it up in there for 1 or 2 yards.
Yes.
Like, if that's all you need, let him go, old Rooster Banaszak. Like, what are we doing? Like,
yep.
I didn't understand it. And this
play calling was weak, man.
It was awful.
Freaking weak,
and that's
dude.
What I don't get. Like, how can you be so consistent week in, week out, and then you get to this thing, and it's like, everybody sucks all at the same time. Everybody not named Nicholas Morrow or Jonathan Abram.
Yes.
That's it. Two guys that I can come up with. Chat room, you tell me what you think. I got two guys on my scorecard that say they didn't suck and didn't give up. That's another thing we hadn't seen from a Raider team in a long time. They gave up.
Yes.
Freaking Atlanta walked in on that last touchdown. Like, walked it in. Guys were just standing up with their hands on their hips, except 24. Like, dude, I'm telling you, I'm going to shut up now, because I could do this for an hour, and I don't want to bring our show down with all my bitching and negativity, but this was rough, man. This was so rough, and we're going to talk about the Jets in a minute, but before we do that, Swag, vent away, man. What do you got?
You said it. This was a very humbling loss. We were riding high, you know, and guess what we were doing this time last year, too? We were riding high. And we got our asses smacked and kind of brought us back down to reality that, you know, yes, the team is going in the right direction, but we still got a little work to do. You know, we need to get a solid edge rusher, another one opposite of Crosby. You know, the secondary still has work that needs to be done. Our linebackers, if you're not named Morrow, playing like crap, you know? I mean, Corey Littleton, man, you know, I mean, I feel like we bitch about him every single week, but like, for a good reason. The dude's just not he's not what we thought they were. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it was a very upsetting, heartbreaking game that just pissed you off. I mean, it was awful.
Awful.
It was just awful. And yes, I mean, the team kind of gave up, and you could kind of see they gave up like pretty early. You know, it didn't really seem like there was a lot of fire in them. And, you know, I don't know, man. I didn't like what I saw at all. And I don't know. You need to come back and make the Jets 0-12 next week.
Absolutely.
You got to come back and you got to respond to this, because this time last year, that heartbreaking loss to the Jets that we had after we were 6-4 and feeling pretty good, you know, that was when we kind of
we never recovered from it.
We went 1-5 after that game.
Never recovered from it, man. And that's, and I think that's huge. And you know what? And I'm going to look, I took all them shots just a second ago at Trayvon Mullen. I'm going to take them at Max too. He's the golden boy. Max. Look, we love us some Max around here, right? And
yeah, we do.
Yeah. And, but listen, the guy had a chance at a sack fumble and came up short.
Yep.
I know no one likes to talk about him, but if that's 52, that's probably going to the house somewhere.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's call it what it is, man.
Come on.
He had an opportunity to make a game-changing play. He had an opportunity to create a fumble there and possibly advance it or whatever. Who knows what happens after that when you get the ball on the ground and that deep in the backfield. Who knows what can happen?
Yeah.
But that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Like, as great as he's been, and I don't want to crap on him because he's been one of the best players we've had on defense, him and Abram, and now Morrow. You know, so I don't want to crap on him entirely, but there's another example. There's another example of an opportunity that we have to change the momentum.
Yes.
And he came up short. And he knew it. And this is where I'll give him a little bit of a pass, because you could see him on the sideline. I won't say the same word he was screaming, but he sat down on a bench and was screaming into the air how upset he was with himself that he didn't come up with that. So I get it.
But and we talk about this, and we talk about this other guy too. And I think Max misses him a little bit.
F to the E to the R to the R to the E to the L to the L.
You know?
It ain't Furl.
We talk about how, you know, should we have gotten somebody else? Is he really a true number four overall pick? I don't think so yet. We still haven't seen that, you know, we didn't draft him to stop the run. We didn't draft him to do that. But, you know, he does take a lot of double team blocks and leaves Max one-on-one on the other side. So, you know.
It's become noticeable when he's not on the field,
man. It's become noticeable
than
when he's not on the field. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely right.
I agree with that. All right. So, Jeff, let's. Let's hit a break.
Yes.
Catch a breath here. I'm speaking to myself. Catch a break here.
Uh-huh.
Calm down.
Yeah.
And let's talk about how bad it will be if we lose to the Jets.
Hey, Raider Nation. This is Max Crosby from the Oakland Raiders.
And goes down, and Max Crosby, who forced a fumble last week.
You're listening to Murph, Mosh, and Swag Jeff on Raiders Fan Radio. Thank you so much. Just win, baby.
What's up, everyone? This is Maurice Hurst with the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Raiders Fan Radio with Murph, Mosh, and Swag Jeff. Just win, baby. Thanks.
All right.
And during that last rant, Franklin 83, a $2 donation to the One Nation Foundation, and Omar A, a $5 donation to the One Nation Foundation.
Hey, Franklin and Omar, thank you so very much, man. We appreciate you. Thank you for that. And yes, 100% of that money will go to the Stabler XOXO Foundation and then the Biletnikoff Foundation. So thank you so much for that. You know, I got to play this. This is one more thing I had. Then I promise we're going to leave Atlanta.
That was a hot mess. Inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
All right. So you know what's going to be worse than a, what did he say? Than a hot mess inside of a dumpster fire, inside of a train wreck? You know what's worse than that, Jeff?
Well, if we don't win this Sunday.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Like, if we don't beat the Jets.
If we don't beat the Jets and we're the one on the other side. You know how we're the one on the other side of the Chiefs? If we're the one on the other side of the Jets.
Oh my gosh, dude.
That'd be bad.
That'd be really bad.
It'd be like, really
that
bad.
Would like to beat the best team clearly in the NFL and then lose to the worst team clearly in the NFL. Like, listen, this is, I know they are. Nobody under coaches or under prepares or anything. Like, it's the end of freaking NFL and it's John Gruden. Like, I trust what they're doing. But like, if they lose this game, like, this could be. Potentially, like, this last week was what everybody's saying, you know, and all the analysts and everybody, that was like the ugliest game in the NFL of the year and the biggest loss and all that kind of stuff. And as important as it was for our playoff positioning, it was still out of conference, right? So there was still like a little bit of like, it wasn't quite as bad. If we lose to the Jets, if we lose a conference game to a team that hasn't won a football game now what are we, 12 weeks into the year?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's about as ugly as it gets. So, and here at Raider Nation, I'm going to give you some perspective about what this is and what we've got coming up and how important. Like, now, I don't want to say everything's must win, but it pretty much is.
But it pretty much is.
Because not only do we need to get this game back for our AFC positioning.
Because right now, we're the number one bubble team. We're out. We're still out right now. Even though the Ravens lost this afternoon, we're still the first team out.
So we're the first team out. All right. So,
and the team ahead of us, we play in a couple weeks, and it's Miami.
We got Miami and Indianapolis on the schedule. So two of the teams, frankly, that are ahead of us.
Yes.
So from now on, Raider Nation, we need to be rooting big for the Dolphins to lose. We need to be rooting big for the Colts to lose. We need to keep rooting for the Ravens to lose, like, because those are the teams that are ahead of. Who's the third team now that's in there? Who's the third team in the wild card now? Now that we've bounced out, so it's
Browns.
The Browns. Okay, so mm-hmm. The good news is
the Browns game looks good now
because now we have the tiebreaker against them.
Yes.
Now we need the tiebreaker against Indy, and we need the tiebreaker against Miami. So we need to. Those have now become must win games.
Yes.
And that quote easy schedule we were all talking about in the back half of the year. Now all of a sudden it ain't so easy because now with this loss to Atlanta, now it makes everything hard. So we got to go to the Jets. Then we got to go. And then I mentioned the others. And we also finish up the season at Denver. Like, so I know we've kind of had Denver's number, and so I'm not sweating the Broncos, but that might be a big damn deal. Like, that might come down to it, to that game.
Uh-huh.
And it's certainly going to come down to our game against Miami and then against Indy. We're at Indy, and I think we got Miami at home.
Yes.
So this is kind of like critical mass here, what we're getting to. All right, now, so that said, the Raiders are not good playing the Jets or the Giants. The Raiders open as a 7.5-point favorite over the Jets next week. Okay?
Okay.
So 7.5-point favorite. So it should be, frankly, like 14. But considering what happened last week, it's really...
Yes.
Frankly, it's probably a good bet. Like, if I'm going to go to my bookie, I'm going to bet probably heavy on the Raiders this week.
Because
they're going to cover, hopefully, 7.5. They should win this game by, like, 20. Like, easily.
Oh, easy.
It should be even bigger than that.
Especially after this past game. You know, I mean, this was the type of game that you don't want them to forget about. You know how they say, you know, we're on to Cincinnati. You know what I mean? Like, don't have that mentality this week. Let this piss you off. That game needs to stick with you for, like, a little bit. And remember how you felt when you lost 43-6 to a not good football team.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Let that fire you up so next week you can put a 50 burger on the Jets.
And we need to. We need to. Jeff and I were talking before the show, and we were talking about kind of like who the Jets have left. And I know that, like, Darnold has been in and out with, but we were talking about, like, what superstars did the Jets have? Like,
they all left.
Anderson's gone. Jamal Adams is gone. You know, Darnold is, you know.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell's gone. Darnold's hitting miss. It's freaking.
Joe Flacco was their backup quarterback, and they had benched Darnold and put him in.
And their best players are Frank Gore and Jamison Crowder. Like, if that makes your defense nervous, I don't know what to tell you, Raiders. Like, Paul Gunther, you better have something for us. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And something for your defense and get after these guys. Okay, so, because here's why. This is how big of a deal this is, Raider Nation. And this is scary, man. Since the start of the 2000... No, hang on, I'm going to go back to this one first. The Raiders have lost their last 7 games at the Meadowlands Complex. 5 games to the Jets and 2 to the Giants. Since they last beat the Giants in 2001, they have been outscored 207-84 in those games.
Ooh.
That is an average of 17.6 points per game. That's historically what is informing this game against the Jets. Since the start of the 2008 season, the Raiders are 1-18 in road games versus teams from the AFC and NFC East. The only win came in 2017 when we stayed in Florida after we beat the Buccaneers, and then we beat the Dolphins 27-24. This is not looking good for us if you take history as your, you know, informant. Now, the dice have no memory. I'm not saying that just because it was, it means it is. Like,
Right.
That's not the same teams we're talking about here. This isn't, you know, whatever version of the Raiders you want to pick on since 2001. So, but this is not an easy game for us.
Right.
And very rarely do teams go completely defeated throughout the course of a season. I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? How many 0-for-16s have there been? One? The Lions, right? Have there been more than that? Chat room will know. They're smarter than we are.
Yeah, I feel like there was one more that, like,
could Did Cleveland do it? Did Cleveland go 0-for?
Yes, I think so.
So Cleveland, and it just, so only twice in the entire history of the, we'll call it the Super Bowl era, have teams gone 0-for.
Yes.
Like, so likelihood, I mean, we've seen Miami take out a New England team that was on their way to a Super Bowl. Like, we've seen fluke things happen all the time.
Yeah.
Let's not let us be the fluke.
I don't want to be a stat.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Yeah.
Browns and Bucks. Well, that's right. The Bucks went 0-14. That's right.
Okay.
Good call, Killed Jadis. So the Bucks went 0-14. That was like the 76 year. I think that was the year that they came into inception. I'm pretty sure. Because I'm pretty sure they went, because back then the NFL only played 14 games. I think they went a full calendar year before they won a football game, something like that. So appreciate that. So yeah, Browns, Bucks, and Lions. So three times in NFL history has a team gone completely defeated. Let's not be the ones that that helped the Jets get out of that. That pick.
Yeah. Well, someone in the chat, who was it that said, you know, Julio and Todd Gurley weren't in the lineup either. You know, so you could say, you know, so they had a couple of their big guns not playing either. But you know, Calvin Ridley scares me a lot more than Jamison Crowder. You know what I mean?
Oh so yeah, absolutely.
We should take care of business this weekend. You know, I mean, I feel pretty confident in that. But, you know, what Raider team's going to show up? These last 2 weeks of football are those were two completely different football teams. I mean, to come up, you know, 4 points shy, you know, with a crazy fourth quarter comeback against, you know, Chiefs and Mahomes and all that stuff, and then to come out and let Atlanta drop a 40 burger on you. I mean, those were two completely different football teams.
That's crazy, and that's the part that as fans, you know, we have trust issues with this football team. Like, you know what I mean? I say it all the time. The Raiders are the most abusive relationship in my life. Like, I can't trust them. I can't trust, because look what happened. And you know what I mean? It's nuts. So, all right, breaking breaking news here, or at least recent news today before we move on. Malik Collins headed to IR. And this comes courtesy of Raider Cody. Shot this stat out on the Twitters. 284 pass rush snaps for Malik Collins, 12 pressures, 0 sacks. Thanks, Malik. Nice knowing you. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we give Corey Littleton a hard time of being the most, you know, underperforming of the free agent signings. Malik Collins, man, we expected a lot from him.
Yes.
We expected a lot from him, and unfortunately hasn't been there. All right, Swag, anything on Atlanta or the Jets game before we part out here and then get into some Sea of Fans?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating vehicles to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. This year celebrates 8 years and more than 750 vehicles donated. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 at keystoprogress.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There he is, fading, looking. He's under the gun. He's tied, he's thrown. It is!
All right, you can join Raiders Fan Radio. Thank you, Jeff. You can join Raiders Fan Radio each and every week on the YouTubes at youtube.com/MurphFanCave. You can jump into...
America, go to the YouTube right now.
You can jump into the chat there like so many folks have tonight.
Yes.
Jeff, shout them out there. Hey, and no infighting Foxy Scorpio. I see you taking a shot at our friend Michelle. Don't be doing. No, we don't take shots at each other.
No. Uh-uh. Franklin 83. May Spitfire. Matthew Mengus. Jeff, QB Jeff is in there.
Hey, Jeff Domenico. Yeah.
Kevin the Raider Nerd, Tyrone Graves, Foxy Scorpio, Michelle Sweat. We got the whole crew in here. Rogue Code. We got everyone in here.
That's awesome, man. Appreciate you joining us. And so, yeah, you can join us live in the chat, or you can contact us two additional ways, and that is to send us an email at show@RaidersFanRadio.com, and we will read your emails. And if we read your email an indefinite amount of times, you become a made man or a made woman. Or you can call the show, which we're going to get to our calls here in just a minute. But before we do that, we'll get to these emails. And who do we got here, Jeff? I know I got these all printed off, but I don't even know who goes first.
I don't know, because you know what? I haven't even looked at my my emails to see what I have.
It's Ty the Raider is first, and I've got Ty.
So oh, you've got Ty. Okay, ties. You
all
go.
Right. All right. I like that. Who's is it Letterman? I think it was Letterman used to do that.
Is that what he did?
That's what I do.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. Yo, what's up, Murph? Oh, my gosh. Hang on. Before I get started, Raider Rich. $5 donation. Thank you, Raider Rich.
Oh, dude.
We appreciate you, man. That's awesome, man. That money's going straight to the One Nation Foundation and the that in turn the Blitnikoff and Stabler Foundation. Awesome stuff, man. Thank you, brother. All right. Yo, what's up? Murph, Swaggy, and the one and only Uncle Mosh. I hope all is well and everyone is in good health. I wish I could say I'm in a good mood, but I'm not, and you know why. I woke up today ready for this game, but I had a funny feeling, and from the first couple plays from scrimmage, I knew it was about to be a long day. After a penalty, we couldn't get 5 yards for a first down. Amen. O-line got blown up all day, and the refs were dressed in Falcon uniforms. We didn't talk about that. The officiating was trash. We didn't do ourselves any favors, but still, that was another thing. Not to mention Carr ate too much popcorn before the game. Maybe they stopped by Magic City for some wings courtesy of Lou Williams. That's funny. Carr held onto the ball like Candy Reed holding onto his diet.
Aww.
It seems that Renfro was the only person on offense who had a decent game. All right, there you go. Props to third and Renfro. Although he did come up short on that one. But, yeah, I'll give you that. We'll put him in with Abram and Morrow for gamers. Let's see. I know everybody is complaining or comparing this game to the game against the Jets last year, which is valid. But it reminded me more of Carr's rookie season in 2014. Raiders started 0-10 and then played the Alabama Chiefs on Thursday night, giving us our first win. We rode that win too high into week 12, and we got blown out 52-0 by the Rams. I do remember this. We did come back, and we won the next week against the Niners when Seal Moore and Kaepernick were going at it, caused friction between Kaepernick and Crabtree, resulting in Crabtree coming to the Raiders. I do remember all that, too. That was huge, man. Mac and C.O. Moore balled out that game. That was awesome. Anyway, on to the Jets. It was a lot to digest, and really it's a blur. We beat ourselves, and I know we will bounce back and run the table. All love and respect. Ty. Ta-da! Raider. One more thing. The game against the Rams, McFadden had 27 yards on 11 carries. Against the Falcons, Jacobs had 27 yards on 7 carries.
Ooh.
Ouch!
Not good.
No, they don't. That's not good.
No,
that's not good.
No, you need more than that.
We need more.
You got to have a little more than
that. You got to have a little more than that.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff there from Tide Raider. Appreciate you.
Well, yeah. Okay, so I got an email.
You got one.
I've got the next three emails.
You do?
I do.
Good. I'm going to get a breath over here.
You're going to have plenty of breaths because I'm going to be stumbling through these emails.
Well, yeah, you will. I'm going to go ahead and I'll just start texting Max.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Hi, boo.
Salutations to Murph. Are you sure you didn't go to that game? The one and only Uncle Mosh and the swaggiest swagster in all the land of swag, Jeff. Happy holidays to the rest of the family, Capo and crew. The most exciting thing that happened this weekend was Capo destroying my sticky balls like he was an Atlanta defensive end, not saying the proper one alligator, two alligator. Three, and now we have a three-way tie in the RFR Fantasy League with Capo, myself.
Oh,
she's talking about the Fantasy League.
I was very confused. Me too.
Very confused.
Stacey Ruff confuses us with emails more than anybody.
Well, he drank a little Jameson probably before he typed this email.
There you go. Because we did an RFR's Trippin' this week, and I was reading one of his emails, and I felt
Trippin'.
I'm like...
Stacey Ruff is tripping.
Yeah. Yeah. Context. So, you got to give us context, Stacey.
Yeah. So he's tied with Capo and some guy who isn't even a made man, is what he said.
Okay.
Maybe it's Caller Greg from Tennessee.
There you go. Might be.
Next week we probably need to make him.
We can do it tonight. We get time. We'll do it tonight
if we have time.
Yeah.
If we have time. What can we say that hasn't that we haven't already said as we kicked the dog and finished all the whiskey? Hotlanta ain't no joke, especially when they are open like it's 2019 and one drug phenom away from being the next Florida. Yeah, we got smoke worse than the Raiders' career getting interviewed on this show. I guess talking about the RFR curse.
Oh, I think there we go. Context, Stacey. Got to give us context.
Yeah. But an L, he needs to start calling the show.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
It's time to start calling
the show. It's time for you to start calling, Stacey.
Or it might be voice to text. He's doing something.
That's what Mosh does.
Exactly. And yeah. I can't understand what the hell Mosh is texting either. all I can say is that I hope the press conference about Gruden apologizing for playing bad rings true and they actually fix something. Hell, anything. Let's not forget the Patriots managed to ruin the Dolphins' perfect 0-16 season and still win a Super Bowl from time to time. It's 2020, people. We just got to survive and hope 2021 doesn't tell 2020 to hold their beer. Now on to the Jets. I still hate Broadway Joe. Let's go.
Yes.
Raiders. I hope this was a shorter read, maybe less scrambled. Nope.
It was shorter.
It was a little shorter. Yeah. You're getting better.
Yeah. Still scrambled us, though.
Yeah, a little bit. We're good. We're good. We'll be all right. Stacey Ruff Raider, once a fan, always a fan, and that's all that matters right now. P.S. Hey, I was jacked and ready to run through a brick wall when we beat the Saints. No, I really did. But... Yeah, he did.
Inside the Clark County Correctional Facility.
But it's no time to quit. We are Raiders. It ain't always pretty, but you can't handle it. If you can't handle the ups and downs, just keep moving. We take naps and roller coasters. We got this. It's what we do. Just win, baby.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Good stuff, Stacey Ruff.
Well, yeah. And Stacey Ruff is giving a $10 donation in the chat as well.
Right on, brother. Thank you, Stacey. That is awesome. We appreciate that donation. Uh-huh. And, man, Stacey, you know we're picking at you, man.
Absolutely.
You know we love you.
Yeah.
And so, we've seen Stacey. We've met him in person, and we get his emails all the time. Yeah, man, call the show.
Call it in.
Yeah, 909-345-3346.
You got a nice voice. You just call
in. Hey, so before you get to that, though, he did mention in his email about Gruden apologizing.
Yes.
So I've got that here.
And get it.
So let me see if I can do it with the...
Before you do that, Kevin the Raider Nerd, $14.99 donation to the One Nation Foundation.
Dude, thank you so much,
yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Gosh, that's the donations tonight. Unbelievable. Thank you all so much, man.
Thank you.
100% of that money goes straight to the One Nation Foundation, Kev. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much. Kevin, always such a great, not even just supporter of this show, but a great, collaborator, right? Like, he's a podcaster himself.
Yeah.
And thank you for that donation. We'll shout out his Fandom Podcast Network. If you like anything in pop culture, there is a show on the Fandom Podcast Network for you.
Oh, my gosh.
They do Star Trek. They do Star Wars. They do Highlander. They do anything and everything. Kevin, the original Mandalorian, man. The Raider Mandalorian. So,
yeah.
Appreciate you, Kevin, in that. All right, so Gruden, I don't do John Gruden impressions. I'm no Frank Caliendo, but this is what he said. I just like to apologize to Raider Nation, man, and compliment the Falcons. They played one hell of a game, man, and we didn't. Gruden's turnovers, the penalties, it's inexcusable, man. It's a reflection on me. We're a lot better team than that. I think that's very, very Gruden.
Yeah.
Very good. I threw in a couple extra mans in there.
We're running out of time. My life is running out of lifespan.
On to then Derek Carr. Watch, I'm going to give you Derek Carr's quote while I'm at it. This is what Derek had to say. There's one of two ways we could handle this. We could say, aw, crap, and just keep giving in, or we could grit our teeth like our team will. We have a team that kicked the crap out of us last year coming in next. They beat the dog out of us last time, so we better get our minds right before we get on the flight for that game.
I like it.
I dig it.
I like it.
That's a nice mentality. He acknowledges.
Yes.
And right?
Yes, absolutely. He, and you know, Utah. Okay, so, you know, there's been, you know, obviously, and you and I included, we've had our share of complaints about Derek Carr.
Yes.
And he shut us up this year.
Absolutely.
In about every way that we could have complained about him. He shut us up in every possible way. And he crapped the bed this past week. Four turnovers based on him, right? It was three lost fumbles and the pick six.
And that pick six was ugly.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was really bad. So now shut us up again by bouncing back. How do you respond to this?
Amen, dude.
You know what I mean?
Remember we were talking last week, we're like, Derek's checking all these boxes, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
pushing the ball downfield, like winning an Arrowhead, like all these, and we were like, well, I guess all that's left is to win a playoff game. Uh-uh. Now you got a new box to check.
What
do you do after a devastating road loss?
Uh-huh.
How do you then respond?
Uh-huh. He's aware of it. Because in that conversation, he said last year these guys beat the crap out of us. So we got to get our freaking minds right because we don't want that to happen again. So he's aware of it. So how are you going to bounce back, DC4? Get it done. Vamos, Carr. Let's effing vamos, Carr.
Come on.
Oh, man. I was hitting the button.
Oh, hit that one. There we go. Come on, Carr.
You got to do it, man.
You got faith in you, DC. You got this, brother.
Yes.
You got
Even this. Though I saw the people on the Twitters, they're already, you know, asking for Marietta. I'm like,
not yet, man.
Come on. Don't do that. The
guy had one bad game. Seriously, like, I know everybody had a bad game, and I know it was an atrocious game.
Yes.
But, like, the guy had one bad game. Like, let's not freaking take the man. We were talking about him being an MVP a week ago.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Let's not take that from him because he had a bad game. All right.
I know.
All right, who's next, Swag?
Okay, so next, Murph, Mosh, Swag, Jeff, Vinny, and Raider Nation. This past game in Atlanta didn't turn out like we would like. It brought to mind a quote from Ted, kick him in the head, Hendricks.
Nice.
After a bad loss, it's in the can. Meaning the game film was in the can and nothing can be done now.
That's right.
So all that's left is to pick up the pieces and go to New York and avenge the drubbing we took last year. Raider Nation forever, Frank from NorCal, proud made man.
Right on, Frank.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, Frank from NorCal.
Absolutely.
Good stuff there.
Absolutely. I got another one.
You do? You got one more?
I got another one.
All right.
And then I'm not going to read another email tonight.
Then you're done.
And then I'm done.
So that you can get stung in the tongue by a bee.
Yeah, why not? No, I got to start keeping track because I got to do the damn sizzler tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's your responsibility.
Yeah, it's my sizzler's
responsibility. Sizzler is what? Tell people for the new listeners what a sizzler is.
A sizzler is the best call or email of the night. So whoever fogs up Murph's glasses the most typically is the one that gets it. So you want a BRT Sizzler Award.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, RFR family. First off, thank you for everyone's well wishes and prayers regarding my grandmother's passing. I watched the show and I was in tears. Raider Nation is family and it always has been family and it always will be family.
Amen.
But like family, we all have our disagreements. Now tell me how Carr can go from MVP candidate and franchise quarterback to a bust in a span of 1 week. It blows my mind that people can be the biggest Carr fans, but after one game, they're back to Carr sitting on the bench. Will everyone please get over it? We got our asses kicked. Yes, it was ugly, but the season is not over. We're 6-5 with matchups against the team ahead of us in the playoff race for the next few weeks, but one game at a time. The Raiders have a matchup against the winless Jets and Joe Flacco. This is the perfect bounce-back game we need to get back on track. So everyone relax. Go to the store, restock on beer, and get ready to watch the Raiders and the Jets.
There we go.
Stay safe, Raider Nation. Yours truly, Matthew Mangus, proud made man, Gemini winner 2020.
Nice, Matthew.
That was a solid email.
That was solid,
so
dude.
So good.
I don't lobby for Sizzlers, but that puts him on a short list,
good,
man.
It's good.
That was the best one we've gotten from him, maybe.
I dig it.
I don't know, because we've gotten a lot, so I don't want to say it's the best. But, like, that was really good.
That was a good one.
That fired me up. Good job.
Well, yeah.
All right, so I'm next, huh? Oh, you know what? You know who I got over here?
Yeah, you do.
Hey, I got the guy. I got a guy. I got a guy who emails.
Some call it insight. Others call it vision. At Pershing, we call it perspective. A perspective you'll benefit from.
from a custodian you can rely on, one who can help navigate the big picture, and whose products give you a competitive edge, one who considers everything, what will help you succeed today and tomorrow. Open yourself to a new perspective and open the possibilities. Consider everything. BNY Mellon Pershing. Learn more at Pershing.com/go independent. Pershing Advisor Solutions, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Just press the damn button there.
You know which button to push.
Paul!
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 Paul! Your name, Paul?
Hello?
Paul.
Hello?
Paul.
I met him with Paul.
Who?
Paul.
Paul, yes, Paul.
Paul's not here. Hey, Paul. Paul.
Hi. I'm Paul.
Evening, fellas. Hope you're all well and the weekend is starting to heal for you all. There have been so many good singers on recent shows, so I thought I'd try something different. Obviously, I can't sing on the show and wouldn't put you through that anyway, so I just thought I'd try and sum it up the last two games with a poem.
Oh, very nice. I like it.
There we go, Paul. All right. Just another day as a Raider by his lordship, Paul Edgerton. Okay? Oh, you entitled it. All right. Week 11 started off with a dream to sweep the Queefs. We ended up one play away, but still high with our beliefs. The autumn storm blew strong all night with pride and poise aplenty. If only we had one more drive, we wouldn't feel so empty. We now know that we can beat. We know that we can beat them now, and they know it too. When we play them in the playoffs, we'll know just what to do. They're a two-man team. Just Kermit and Kelsey is all we have to stop. I'll have faith that next time round the Muppets, we will stop.
Nice.
So watch yourself, Batman Reed, or is it really Santa? We can't put this disappointment right because we know we'll beat Atlanta.
Oh, that joke didn't age well.
That one didn't age. Okay. But it's the hope that kills you, so they say, as week 12 came along. And no matter what we seemed to try, everything went wrong. Oh, so he acknowledges it. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. DC said all week that he felt practice seemed flat. Come on, guys. Practice like it's game day because we simply can't have that. Now I get the anger and I get the pain. It was so damn hard to take. It's a bump in the road. Don't get too down because the playoffs we will make. I wasn't raised a Raider. I was chosen from afar. Win, lose, or tie. Raiders till we die. That's just who we are.
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
Chills,
look at that.
Paul.
I love it.
And if it all goes wrong again, just listen. Here's the thing. There'll be silver and black in our blood in our veins when winter turns to spring.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love it.
So keep your chin up, my Raider friends. There's no need to frown. Just hit the YouTube, Facebook, and podcast because RFR never lets you down.
Let's go,
Paul.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. Holy cow.
You're rock, Paul.
That's amazing.
Dude. Oh man, I'm fired up now. Oh, I should read the tagline. Stay safe, RFR family. Love you, Raider Nation. His Lordship, Paul Edgerton, Shropshire, UK, Mississippi. I threw in the UK part. We all know where he's at. Shropshire, Mississippi. Polly Award winner 2019. Foggy Glasses Award winner 2020. BRT Sizzler Scorekeeper. Proud Made Man. Six times.
So
you know what we'll say? Five time, plus one.
Plus another one.
Winner of the Raiders Fan Radio BRT Sizzler
Award. Yeah.
That was epic, Paul.
Paul, that was so good.
That was very, very good. Very good. All right, Swaggo, let's catch a break, and then we'll get into some voicemails.
Hey, what's up? It's Brockman from the Rich Eisen Show.
And it's Del Tufo from the Rich Eisen Show.
You're listening to Murph and Mosh on Raiders Fan Radio. Yes!
All right, let's jump into a few voicemails here before we get out for the night. Appreciate all of you, Raider Nation, as always. Appreciate everybody in the chat. Swaggo, who's in there tonight?
Yeah, we got the Full Metal Mexican in there. Raider
Lino.
Franklin 83, Raider Flash, May Spitfire, Aaron the Q Dog Raider, Michelle Sweat, Stacy Ruff, Raider Vic, Mark Thompson, Rich Dieso. Who else we got? Lucha Raider, Watch Raider. We got the whole gang.
Awesome,
the
man.
Mangus.
The one of many Mangus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Appreciate all of you joining us in the chat. And so, so you can email the show, you can jump in the chat, or you can call. And we love our phone calls. We love all the ways that you communicate with us here at Raiders Fan Radio.
Yeah, we do.
But we love the calls, 909-345-3346. Don't forget to call that number, man. Get them in early if you can. Try to get them in by Tuesday. It's tough for me to do the calls on Wednesday. So try to get them in by Tuesday. You know what? I tell you, a lot of times, unless they're the ones where people are like doing singing and like the big production type things,
yeah,
the best calls come on Monday,
really?
right after the
it's
game.
It's fresh.
Or even Sunday. Like sometimes like after the Chiefs game,
yes,
like as we're sitting there, because the Raiders Fan Radio hotline like rings my phone. And so like, and it comes up Raiders Fan Radio on my phone. So after the Chiefs game, like my phone just starts going bring, bring, bring. I mean, well, I'm making ringing noises. It's the autumn wind is what plays.
But, yeah, it is.
But like, it just starts going, like it just starts playing like crazy. And so, yeah, give us those fresh, those hot takes. And we want to hear you when you're still emotional about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, so call in 909. One more time, I'll say it. 909-345-3346. Even if somebody can type it in the chat too, man. Let everybody know that's how you get in touch with the show, because we love to hear from you. All right. We always kick off this segment with a call from our Capo.
Yes.
Capo, he is Aaron the Q-Dog Raider. He's in the chat tonight. And Capo is kind of like the leader of a crew. Every crew needs a captain. And he's the captain of the made men and the made women. And you become a made man or made woman by calling the show and leaving a message and getting it played three times or an indefinite amount of emails. And so I always start off this segment with the Capo. And listen, just like Paul. Okay, so Paul's like the stalwart emailer of the show, right? Capo is like the stalwart caller of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Paul brought it tonight, and Capo brought it tonight, man.
Yeah.
Both, these are fantastic. You're going to love this voicemail, Raider Nation.
Greetings, Don Murph, Consigliere Moss, Runner Boss Sonny, Sergeant Arms and Sizzler, Big Raider Trucker, Mojo for When the Universe Speaks, Ramon the Mean King, Swag Jeff, Ron the Mater Raider Nation. You know, where do we even start? You know, leave it to the Raiders in order to make the worst team in the NFC look like the 85 Bears. I mean, the Falcons, this game should come as a wake-up call to the Raiders, now sitting at 6-5, and to hear Big Raider Trucker in the back of my mind, this is where last year's meltdown happened. But you know what? Let's not think that we're going to sleep into darkness. But if we stop and pull back and look at it a little bit further, I mean, you can actually see the playoffs slipping out of the Raiders' grasp. And speaking of shaky grasp, I mean, Nate Robinson is even disappointed in D.C. Ford's inability to bob and weave even stay on his feet before, you know, fumbling a chance at victory away. The Raiders, they have to bring it every week. I mean, not playing down to the competition is what's in order. Stop and think about it for a second. We're not that good. We're not good enough in order to take somebody for granted. I mean, the AFC is going to be crowded. And as I look up, they just got through kicking off the Ravens-Steelers game, and they're sitting at 6-4. So we need the Steelers, and I'm not going to root for them sons of bitches, but I want them to take care of their business. And speaking of the Steelers, happy birthday goes out to my younger brother, Brian, who's a lifelong Steelers fan. And, you know, we are the family divided, but, you know, happy birthday to you. I hope your Steelers do what they need to do. Now, getting back to business, suddenly the fumble-prone Josh Jacobs has apparently sprained his ankle and may not be a go for this weekend's game. Now, call me crazy, but even on a tweet twig, I got this guy repeating a 27-yard performance again. Get it together. Now, the Raiders defense has a grand total of 12 sacks. And of those 12 sacks, Max Crosby has 6 of them. Carl Nassib, the very overrated free agent, he's basically been a non-effing factor, tallying only 1.5 sacks himself. Arden Key, who famously or infamously said that the Raiders, they don't need any more pass rushers, he has 0. After Crosby and Nassib, 4 of the Raiders have 1 sack apiece. Morrow, Chris Smith, Kwiatkowski, and Nevin Lawson. Completely unacceptable. So it looks like we're going to have to turn around again and go back to the well and try to get us a pass rusher in the draft. Enter Rashad Weaver from the University of Pittsburgh. He might be part of the answer for the build through the draft solution that Money Mayock has been wielding the past few drafts. Now, Baby Cleveland, he's improved this season, but, you know, he's certainly not been the number four overall pick in this past 2019 draft or any draft for that matter. You know, looking at Weaver, I mean, he brings a lot of intangibles. You know, he's a senior. He's 6'5", 270 pounds. He's a pass rusher and a mass. 15 sacks in his collegiate career, 32 tackles for loss. And if those numbers aren't impressive, I mean, let's take into account his 4 forced fumbles and 9 passes defensed. Now, those sound eerily similar to what Josh Allen put up, he who was passed over in that 2019 draft, but I digress. I can see Sonny shaking his head in the background. Now, former NFL executive Gil Brandt rated his top 5 senior defensive linemen heading into this past season. Number 1, he had Mustafa Johnson of Colorado. Number 2, Naquan Jones out of Michigan State. 3, Levi. He's from Washington. I can't spell it. I mean, I'm black, but I can't pronounce this African stuff. Number 4, Brandon Pilley out of USC. And, of course, the aforementioned Rashad Weaver out of Pittsburgh. And number 6, he had Marvin Wilson from Florida State. Now, perfect football isn't required to finish strong this particular season. However, crisper, more professional football is what's in order for the silver and black. And we haven't come up to that standard the past 2 weeks. Now, heading into week 13, once again, we're not good enough to underestimate the 0-11 J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Yes.
So let's bring it. The hit list. Of course, Tyreek Hill, Trent Brown, you're on it. The defensive line, basically everybody not named the Condor, Mo Hurst, and possibly Ferrell, but you know what? I'm going to leave that out for debate. Mike Ditka, and I've got a new emeritus, Gene Steratore.
Come on.
Yes.
If he goes to the booth one more time for any more of his slanted views on how the Raiders can get screwed over a questionable call, I'm going to come up in there, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to have to peel his cap my damn self. If that goes out to the main man, Rue.
Come on, Aaron.
Ah, that's so good.
It's so good.
That's so amazing.
I love you, dude. Seriously, like on Steratore, he's so goddamn annoying. Like,
yes.
If you didn't think that he had a hatred for the Raiders in the index card game when that was on full display, like seriously, like he's so negative to the Raiders. Every time they bring him on, it's straight up like something negative. It's oh my gosh, I can't stand that guy. I'm with you on that one, Aaron. All right, great stuff there from the Capo as always, man.
Oh my gosh, he's that's the best. So funny.
All right, so I've got a. So here we go. We're gonna I'm going to give a little bit of a warning here.
Viewer discretion advised.
Viewer discretion advised from this point out. We keep this show very PG, occasionally dip our toe into PG-13, whatever, but we keep it clean because we want you to be able to listen to the show in the car with your kids. I'll be able to edit the podcast should there be some language in this, but one of our favorite callers around here is Raider-born Rico from the Canary Islands.
Oh, yes.
Rico has been known to get a little salty in language at times.
Yeah.
This message came in late, and this is what I was saying earlier. Like, a lot of times we're doing our show prep. It's tough for me to have time to put together the email or put together all the voicemails and stuff. So I'm going to play this thing straight from what he sent. So if there's some language in there, I apologize on the front end, and we will go ahead and it'll be edited out for the audio. But for the YouTube crowd, for those of you watching it live, knowing how Rico is sometimes and the game we just played, there might be a risk of some language. So just saying all
definitely.
That. All right, here we go.
Hey guys, Raider-born Rico here. So Uncle Mosh, you are in charge for the confiscation of all the cases of Butterfingers running around the Raider facility. After this operation that I will call the Mosh Finger, we got to win 5 games. Let's do it. We can do it. Just win, baby. Let's go, Raiders. With all that say, I love you all, and I'm out.
Well, there you go.
Wow. Well, there you go. All that setup I gave, and there he was just a quick one in and out.
Yeah.
A lot of times Rico will leave like really long, like kind of, you know, voice, but there you go. So we'll get Mosh on the Butterfinger regulation
absolutely.
There going into Las Vegas, yeah, or Atlanta. All right, here we go. So next up, Swaggo, who do we got here? We got
Raider Flash.
Raider Flash. So second time calling.
Second time caller. One more time, and you're made, bro.
Absolutely. Cool stuff. All right, let's check in with Raider Flash.
Yo, what's up, Murph? Everybody, Raider Nation. This is about the Falcon game. Whew. Where do I begin? I call in on the show and be positive, but got to be real, man.
Come on.
I bleed, ride, and die for this team. but this one hurt. The true fundamentals of the football, was non-existent in this game, in my opinion. Can't understand how grown men in the NFL seem not to even remember what a real NFL game is supposed to be played. Woo, I'll tell you, this is crazy. I hope we can make the playoffs, but Carr is still and will be my starter for my Vegas Raiders for life. It was a really depressing nightmare, but we need to bounce back and forget this game ever happened. For real. Like, forget it. It's over, done with, it's out of here. I still believe in the Raiders and Derek Carr. Let's win out these final games, and we really need to win every single game to get in the playoffs.
Yep.
And see what happens. I'm going to keep this short. God bless Man Cave, Murph Fan Cave and the Raider Nation.
Amen.
Love y'all, man. And let's get the rest of these wins, man. No more nightmares. Please, no more nightmares.
Yeah.
The team needs to really wake up. Really wake up, man. And focus on the game of football. Remember how to play it. I'm out, Raider Nation. Flash. Peace. Much love.
Awesome stuff. Much love
nice.
Back at you, man. Absolutely. Good stuff there on the second call ever in. And, you know, I like that. He's like, enough with the nightmares. Remember John Gruden famously in the in Hard Knocks last year was like, he talking about, I'm into nightmares, man. I'm into nightmares. Yeah, not our own.
Yeah, uh-uh.
Yeah, don't do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wake up from that one.
Also, Lino in the chat, I flashed up my phone there when I was talking about the hotline there, and he said, hey, great home screen, Murph. And I'm like, well, thank you, man. And that's and I'm never going to pass up an opportunity to show off my tattoo. That's that my home screen, that's my tattoo that I have right here. That's my Raider tattoo right there.
I love it.
Yeah, man.
There that's you go. So
yeah,
cool.
Cool stuff.
That's so cool. So we have a listener in the chat, Maverick MX. He's been following the channel for a while, but he's never made it live to a show. So welcome to the chat.
Right,
this is really
on,
what
man.
Makes the show.
Yes.
This is really what makes the show.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Know? Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Thank you very, very much, man. We appreciate that. What was the name again?
Maverick MX.
Maverick MX. Welcome, Maverick MX. And also, I see Manny Bruce Salvador in there. Says, what's up, guys? Murph, what's up, man? What's up, Manny?
Yeah.
Appreciate you. I love it when we see names we hadn't seen in a while or like mm-hmm. or new names. Like,
mm-hmm,
awesome.
Yeah, Rogue Code. I think that's a fairly new one, I think.
Awesome, man. Uh-huh. Good stuff there. And this is what also is so cool about our chat is that immediately when we talk about the new folks, then immediately everybody starts hollering at the new folks and they're greeting
them. It's
so cool.
It's
the best.
It's family, man.
It really
is family.
Absolutely. All right. So so earlier, I forget who it was. Oh, it was Paul during his email mentioned that there was a lot of singing on our show.
Yes.
And one of the chronic singers around here is old Houston Raider Steve.
Oh, my gosh.
He's been known to spin a tune.
He spins them all the time now, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. And I can't remember a call where he didn't.
Like, that's a very frequent portion or a part of his calls nowadays.
Yeah.
Is Houston Raider Steve singing. So, anyways, let's check it out. Here's Houston Raider Steve.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. Las Vegas, Las Vegas. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray. Right through the very heart of it, Las Vegas, Las Vegas. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in New Las Vegas. If I can make it there, I can make it anywhere. It's up to you, Las Vegas, Las Vegas, Las Vegas. I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. Frank Sinatra, Houston Raider Steve. He had a house in Las Vegas and retired there. And I just want to say, just ending their season. Goodbye.
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 Oh my gosh.
Well done, Steve.
And I like how he gives a backstory of Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. At the absolutely, end. Yeah. I thought he's talking about himself. Maybe old Houston Raider Steve has a retirement house in Las Vegas. Yeah,
well, with those pipes, he needs to. Yeah,
absolutely.
He needs to.
He might have a residency at Excalibur.
Well,
or something,
you know, maybe. The last night we were in Vegas, you know, in the early hours of the Wednesday morning when we left, you know, we stood around and we listened to another Frank Sinatra singer out in front of the Bellagio.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember that?
Well, yeah, I mean,
Do you remember that, Murph? A little bit. Do you remember that, Murph?
No, I do. I do remember it. I remember being a little bit obnoxious. Because you were. It happens sometimes, Swaggo. I mean, never disrespectful.
No, you're always nice.
I'm never going to be disrespectful.
Sometimes you end up in the bushes.
I'm just saying this. Look, you heard me random. That's different.
If you know, you know.
That was a different trip. But here's what I will say is that, listen, you hear me go on a rant about the Falcons. Here's what I'm going to say. If you're going to stand in front of the Bellagio fountains and claim yourself to be a crooner, if when requested.
You got another word.
Frank Sinatra's Summer Wind. If you don't know the words, I'm coming at you. Just give me the microphone. I'll handle this.
Oh, my gosh. And you almost did. You almost took the mic.
I tried. I did physically. I wouldn't be disrespectful or obnoxious, but I was really lobbying my case. I'm like, you don't know
it. Give me
the mic. I'll handle this.
And he was all sweating.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
Oh,
all right, here we go. Kevin the Raider nerd's up next. I could sing the whole damn song by heart. Over and over again. All right, here we go.
Hey guys, this is Kevin the Raider Nerd. I just left the pissed voicemail. Sorry, but it still hurts. It burns. Burns. It hurts. Just especially being there in person. But anyway, Mosh, Murph, Swag Jeff, Made Men and Women. I did want to call back because there were some good things about this last weekend's game. First off, before the game, Raider Nation showed up. Like I said, I have a friend of mine that works there, and there was about 8,000 people that were there due to the limited capacity, and we had to buy tickets in pods, and there was a lot of seats that were strapped closed so they can keep the social distancing going. But Raider Nation showed up. I would say about 70% of the fans there were Raider fans because obviously we can't see them in Vegas, so we're hungry to see the Raiders in person. I just wish that it was a different game that we could have witnessed. But on the good things, though, I did want to say, other than just Raider Nation showing up, it was great meeting, going to a Raider game is like a family reunion. And it was great to see people that I have not seen in a while. And I want to give a shout-out, first of all, to RFR family. King Louie, got to see him there. It was nice. Great. He was there with his friends. And called up Stevie McLeod and his family there in Scotland and did a little FaceTime with them. It was great. Appreciate King for doing that. But before the game, it was great. I got to meet up with Michelle Sweat and her son.
Nice.
And that was her son's first game. I just wish he could have seen a better game. But Michelle, it was great to see you and many of the other Raider fans. It was also great to see my family there, the Atlanta Raider Booster Club. We hung out Friday night, had a great meeting there. Those people are like family to me. They've been there for me, and it was great to see everyone show up for that. And I got to sit with my friend Clint, who is the proprietor that started the Atlanta Raider Booster Club in 2001.
Cool. Very cool.
And he was there with his wife and his son, and it was his son's first game. He was 10 years old. And I told him that he and I shared something in common, that my first Raider game, because when I was younger, I couldn't see games in L.A. My parents wouldn't let me go down there, and I didn't get a chance to see them in Oakland until years later. But my first Raider game in person was in Atlanta 8 years ago with the Atlanta Raider Booster Club. And so I'm glad that he got to share that with his father. But there are some good things that happened that weekend. And, again, it's Raider Nation as fans. Anyway, talk to you guys later. This is Kevin the Raider Nerd, and I'm out.
All right. Nice. Good stuff, Kevin the Raider Nerd.
And he called in one time. We couldn't get to that call, but I mean, it was like a hot take after the game, and
emotion I was talking about.
He was a little fiery. He was mad.
He was a lot,
and for good reason.
Absolutely, as we all were.
I mean, we were all mad. We got to watch it on our big screen TVs. He was like behind the bench for the Raiders, watching Max Crosby, you know, throwing a fit because he missed a, you know, strip sack and all that stuff, you know. So he was there live, and Michelle Sweat was too, and King Louie and all that. And they had to sit through that. I mean, they couldn't change the channel or go. You know what I mean?
You know, what's funny is that you say that, because like I don't ever miss a snap. I don't miss a preseason snap. I don't miss a regular season snap. Like I watch it all. This was the first time. Like at least in the since like probably the Jamarcus days,
yeah,
that I can remember watching the game thinking like, you know what, I kind of feel like flipping around a little bit now. You know what I mean? Like I'm like, but I didn't. I still watch it, but like, but you're right. That notion of like those poor folk, like because it's one thing to watch the game, but like Kevin says, like he had to fly across the country. The guy lives in Santa Barbara now.
Yeah.
He flew to Atlanta. You know, Michelle and her son had road tripping and like, you know what I mean? Like all the everything, you know, from the time and the cost and all that stuff associated with a trip.
Yeah.
And then you go there and then that's what you get to see.
Exactly.
The one time you go to a game and this is the first time in my entire, I think, life, at least old enough to remember, Jeff, I've not been to a pro game, a college game, a high school game, freaking peewee football. Like there's been zero football in person, tangible football for me this year. And I'm 47 years old. Ever. So the fact that like that was their trip, that was Devin's first game. That was Kevin's one trip. And then that's what they got to go see.
Yeah.
I feel for, man. How about you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I turned the game off. I flipped it.
Did you really?
For about 8 seconds. So I'm sitting there.
You're
I'm
like, I'll show you, Raiders.
Well, so I flip. I'm sitting there watching the game with my beautiful wife, and I was getting mad. And she goes, just turn it. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that. And then, it became 37 or 36, whatever it was. I was like, okay, I'm turning it. And so I flipped it to the Titans game because that was the other game that was on. Well, I steal your NFL Sunday ticket. So
yeah, you do.
Yeah. So I just turned back on the regular TV and I turn on the Titans game. And so I'm watching it for like 8 seconds and I'm like, okay. So then I just pulled up Sunday ticket on my phone. And so Chris goes, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm watching the Raider game. She goes, I thought you turned it off. I'm like, nah, it's right here. I'm good.
Nice, dude. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Good stuff, Swagger. All right, so Jeff, you award in Mosh's absence.
Yes.
The Sizzler, the aforementioned Sizzler Award.
Yes, I do.
The best call or voicemail this week. What do you got?
Yeah, so we're going to start off with the voicemails tonight. Of course, we had Capo just an amazing call.
Awesome
and cracked
stuff.
Us up, and it was... and. F Gene Steratore, you know, all that stuff. I dig it.
A hit list emeritus, as he would say. Yes.
Yeah, and Rico came in short and sweet. We barely had time to light our candles, and he was just talking about Mosh Fingers. Just Mosh Fingers, absolutely. Then Raider Flash. He's not a made man yet, but he was a madman on Sunday.
Yeah.
He was a madman just like the rest of us. But one more call, Flash, and you are made. Then we had Houston Raider Steve, obviously showing off his pipes like he does every week. Kevin the Raider Nerd trying to highlight the good parts of Sunday. The Raiders might not have showed up to the game, but Raider Nation did.
That's
absolutely
right on.
And then the emails, Tider Raider said that maybe Derek Carr had a little too much popcorn. His hands were a little slick, and maybe he had Candy Reed hands.
Candy Reed hands.
Stacy Ruff, who is literally running through brick walls, and you know, one day he's gonna call where we don't have to interpret what his emails say. One of these days that will happen, and I'm looking forward to that. Frank from NorCal just says, you know what, under New York, we're past it, we're done. And then Paul. We're gonna call it the poem, and it was perfect.
Good, Paul.
It was so good, and he would win the Sizzler.
Uh-oh.
But this week's Raiders Fan Radio Sizzler Award goes to a guy that just brought it this week in the emails. I dug everything that he said in the emails. He was thankful for his support from all of us. And he said, back off, Car haters. I loved his email. So Matthew Mengus,
whoa!
Sizzler Award.
I am the Sizzler.
Yes! Sizzler.
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 We are Metallica, awesome. And we are here for your Oakland Raiders!
You know why we're out here, and we ain't playing around today!
From The Walking Dead to errant Jedi Knights, Raiders fans are a rogues gallery.
Agalo, not on the field on Sunday. Come back to us in New York, please. Sorry.
I started him in my fantasy game this week.
And that was a bad decision.
Well, yeah, but every other week he's got at least 10 points in fantasy because he's catching all these touchdown passes from Derek Carr, and yeah, he just didn't show up. No.
Hey, and you know what? I got to say this too. I'm going to say this. My parting shot on this last week.
Go for it.
Everybody giving Henry Ruggs a hard time, slow your roll. Back up. First-year wide receivers never make big impacts.
No.
Not, and I say never. It's rare. And I think that, unfortunately, he's being compared to CeeDee Lamb, and he's being compared to Jerry Jeudy, who are actually having impactful
and
rookie
Justin
season.
Justin Jefferson from LSU.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
That guy's the real
killing
deal.
Killing it, right?
He's unbelievable.
He's killing it. But in terms of, like, for the most part, especially, frankly, Ruggs was a developmental type player anyways.
Sure.
You know what I mean? He wasn't as polished, and we knew that going into the draft as the other two guys.
Well, it's just going to take time for the Raiders to learn how to use his skill set. You know what I mean? I mean, he's not your typical wide receiver. You know, I mean, he's the speedster guy.
Well,
you know?
We didn't like him we don't like him at all. But Tyreek Hill was not Tyreek Hill when he started in the league.
Exactly.
Took him a minute.
It took them a little while to figure out what's this guy's skill set.
And for him to develop individually. And I think that's like Ruggs is going to be fine. Y'all slow down on Ruggs. Leave him alone. Like he's good. He's a freaking rookie, man.
Well,
like,
yeah, he's going to be Tyreek Hill without the abuse. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
And on that note.
Thank you, Raider Nation. Thank you for all the Super Chat money tonight. Thank you for everybody in the chat room tonight. I'm going to leave Jeff to handle all that business. But we love you. Please keep it coming. Please keep the correspondence, man. More of you and less of us is a good thing. We love you, Raider Nation. And gosh, man, I think that's all I got, man. Just hang in there. It ain't over yet.
We're good.
We'll take care of business in New York, and everything will turn around for us. Ravens lost tonight. That's good stuff. So thank you. We love you. Swag Jeff, take us home.
Yeah, and thanks for everyone that tuned in tonight. Matthew Mengus, congratulations on your sizzler. Raider J, Franklin 83, Raider Flash, Mark Thompson, Aaron the Q-Dog Raider, Road Code, Kevin the Raider Nerd, Manny Bruce Salvador, Chevy Silver Raider, Raider Flash, Jason Marshall, Watts Raider, who else we got in there? Michelle Sweat, Stacy Ruff, the whole gang. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for everyone for the super chat.
Yes.
We're going to shout them out. T Money, T Rodriguez, $25 total. Matthew Mangus, $9.99. 818 Raider, $19.99. D the Sun, $20. Franklin 83, $2. Omar A, $5. Raider Rich, $5. Aaron the Q Dog Raider, $8. Stacy Ruff, $10. Kevin the Raider Nerd, $14.99.
Yes.
That's so much. Thank you so much.
That's
We're
going
to give every bit of that to the One Nation Foundation, where we just gave the money to Stabler, and now it's going to go to Biletnikoff. Thank you guys so much. And thank you for everyone in the chat. You guys make the show what it is. It's amazing. This is an amazing family, the RFR family.
Amen.
Raider Nation for life. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Raiders Fan Radio, where we take a lighter side journey into the dark side. And remember, folks, what happens in Vegas started in Oakland.
Yeah, dude.
Good night.
Good night, YouTube.
Good night.
No more nightmares, Raiders.
No, wake up.
Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating vehicles to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. This year celebrates 8 years and more than 750 vehicles donated. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 at keystoprogress.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.